President Reed, President Lee, Mr. Halsey, members and guests of BASO and ABS, it is a pleasure to be here at the Royal College of Surgeons and to share with you several decades, actually probably three decades, of experience and protocols, successes and failures, in an attempt to put together what I think are the two most powerful tools in the management of gastrointestinal cancer. Without a doubt, the neatest, cleanest, and most effective way of dealing with gastrointestinal cancer is surgery. Chemotherapy is also a powerful tool. And we have tried to combine in the perioperative period these two most powerful tools. And I think that this is a 2 plus 2 is 22 equation. It's a humbling experience for me to try and tell you about all the various ramifications of peritoneal surface oncology in this half hour or so that we have together. Although we have this symposium to follow, I would like to tell you that November 17th through 19th in Lyon, about 1,000 of us will get together and discuss and trade new ideas on this very important subject. And I would invite all of you who are interested in becoming a part of this effort in peritoneal surface oncology to come to Lyon, because I'm just going to give you a little snapshot as to what's happening. There is a history that this particular institution is a very integral part of. The peritoneal surface oncology group, it's a workshop type of environment. Our meetings are held every 2 years, and as you can